It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care. Or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour. Plus, access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's-level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code LISTEN20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's LISTEN20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
The one and only Darren Green Show.
Hey, look, let me explain. Y'all like the fit? I'm sorry to the audio listeners, but you know, before we get acclimated into the show, child, I just want the visual listeners to get into this fit, honey. I got my queen right here, Queen Bay. I got this little cute little motorsport type jacket on, child. I got a matching, well, not a matching jacket, but it's a different jacket that I'm going to be using for the actual Cowboy Carter concert. So be up on that. I will be posting pictures. What's up? What's up, guys? What's up, YouTube land? What's up, podcast land? All the lands across the lands. What's going on? It's your boy, Darren Green, host of The Darren Green Show, your weekly dose of pop culture news, music, social media gossip, and reality TV. Be sure that if you are watching this video, leave your thoughts in the comments, okay? And if you're not already subscribed to the channel by now, okay, subscribe to that goddamn channel. Hey, guys, look, it has definitely been a minute since I've been on here. I said that I was actually going to cancel this show. I know, child. I've been so inconsistent lately, child. I'm so sorry to the listeners that, you know, because there are people that will comment and be like, your Monday episodes be getting me through the day. I'm like, oh, wow. Wow, I'll be getting people through the day with my podcast, child. I'd never known. But I was unemployed for a minute, and I felt like I was not getting the income to really house this show how I want to house this show. Like, it costs money to do this show. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn, because everybody goes through it. Everybody that's like an independent podcaster that's like struggling to get finances together to host the show. Like, the cost to have video editing software, it costs to actually put your podcast on the web and stuff like that. Like, it really does cost. And then also for promotion, making my thumbnails, all this other stuff. And when I'm away for a minute, I gotta pay for promotion so my videos can get out there. It's a lot, honey. So I had to really get acclimated into this job. I got paid, and I had to, we gonna have to make sure my money is good before I can do an episode. So that's why you haven't seen me for, I think it's been like, let me look at the calendar, child. It's been like 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. But yeah, I will say this. Speaking of the job that I got, I'm very acclimated in it now. Like, it's very much on Monday through Friday, of course. I get off at 5. Like, I have time to do content. That's why you've been seeing me on YouTube shorts and stuff like that. Like, I've been having time to do stuff. It's a call center job. I'm not going to speak too much on it because I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to speak too much into existence or anything, but it is a call center job. I work for the state. Okay, it's a state job. But it's definitely something that I've been focusing on more than doing content. So that's another reason why you haven't been seeing me. But I think that I'm good to do shows. All right, look, I told myself, child, I was either going to be behind the mic or in a cubicle. Okay, that's what I was going to be doing. And I'm doing both. I'm behind the mic, and I'm also got me a little office job. So I think that it kind of worked out. And hopefully this job really is longevity. Okay, that's what we're rooting for, child. Anyway, another thing I want to talk about, like, the reason why I wasn't doing like episodes, because the first weekend of this month, like, I did a panel discussion with this festival by the name of BU Fest. That's the fest, but it's powered by RSU. And we did a panel discussion. It was in the Bronx, child. I was out, honey, when I tell you that whole day was stressful. Let me tell you something. Don't ever Uber in NYC. Okay. Cause you will get there 2 days later. I'm like, I'm over here rushing. I took the damn train to get up there. The train took forever to get there. Then I said, you know what, effort, I'm not going on the subway because I ain't got time to be figuring out where I got to go. I need to go to get an Uber, and that Uber was like $57, and it took a whole hour to get there. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. The Bronx right there. So I'm thinking I'm late and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, they're probably starting without me. They're probably prepping because we didn't get no prep time. We didn't talk about what we were going to talk about with this panel discussion. So I'm like, this is, we freestyling? And I know I was worried because the last time I did a panel discussion, I'm not going to lie, like I kind of was, it wasn't a good panel. I didn't say much. I should say that. But when I got there, everybody else was late. Everybody else was late. Nobody was there yet. People were still kind of getting into the fest because there was other things there. And when we got there, and I was a little nervous in the beginning, but like when I tell you I surprised myself, I was like, whoa. I mean, we were talking about podcasting and what it takes to have a podcast and how to start one and just like giving people tips and stuff like that. And people that in the audience were like inquiring to host a podcast and stuff like that. It was a really good experience. When I say I surprised myself, because the stuff that I was saying, I was like, dang, I didn't know I had the capacity to say all this stuff. I was like, Lord, Jesus, oh, okay, not me. And mind you, what I liked about that too was that I was in a panel with already seasoned podcasters. When I say already seasoned podcasters, like these people, they have their productions going on. They got the film crew. They got ads, like emailing them and talking about rates and stuff like that. Like they're getting paid for ads. Like they are where I would say I would want to be in the near future, but I was still able to go, not only say toe to toe, but I was still able to keep up with the conversation and bring relevance to the conversations that we were talking about. Because at the end of the day, y'all talking about paying for production and paying for this and paying for that. Half of these people that start a podcast, you're not going to have all that. It's going to be you, a mic and a camera. It was interesting that I had brought something, a fresh new taste to the table, whatever, even though I was like amongst people that were way already where they needed to be. Okay. Parts of that video, it was taped. So I don't know if they're still like editing it or something like that. They said they was going to give us some clips and content. Like it's not like a thing that's going to get old. Like we're talking about podcasting in 2025. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to get it soon, but you know, I'll definitely share that with you guys. Probably post some clips on here of what I was talking about and all that good stuff. But yeah, it was an interesting time. Also, we won't be doing an episode. I'm just letting y'all know right now. We are 7 minutes into this podcast. Lord Jesus. We won't be doing a show next week, obviously, because Cowboy Carter is coming to New Jersey. Okay, Beyonce is coming to New Jersey. That Sunday, which is the Sunday I tape, we will be going over there. And I'm already kind of pissed off because let me let y'all know, I'm in Jersey. Okay, and I'm going to the MetLife Stadium. Okay, I believe that is in Secaucus, New Jersey, or East Rutherford, rather. There we go. NJ Transit. So if y'all don't know, because y'all are not in Jersey, child, NJ Transit they went on strike. OK, the trains, not the buses, the damn trains. OK, I believe not the conductors, the damn people that drive the train. OK, they want more fucking money. All right. And it was pissing me off my homegirl because I'm just like, OK, hold on. I did research. The average person that's not a conductor, but I forgot what they call themselves, is the person that drive the train. They make about $89,000. That's starting $89,000 yearly. You want more. They had, and I don't mean to sound like a scab or sound like power to the people. I hate big business too. You get what I'm saying? But it's the simple fact that y'all came up with an agreement and then y'all reneged on the agreement because y'all wanted more money. And y'all offered the money that y'all making. Come on. I'm not just saying that because I'm mad, because I probably have to drive there and it's probably a big inconvenience to me and a lot of people. They knew exactly to do this strike this week, because it started on Friday, but it's going to go into the weeks. And the CEO of, I believe the CEO of NJ Transit already said that we don't have the financial, we don't got it to give you guys raises like that, which y'all asking for. So he basically told people that work in New York, that's in Jersey, see if you can work from home. And I feel like that's, you know, what I got going on. Forget what I got going on with this concert and with, because she is performing 5 times and that's going to, NJ Transit is going to miss out on some money. But it's a simple fact that not everybody that works in New York that lives in Jersey can work from home. People will lose their jobs. And I'm not trying to sound like exaggeratory, but that is the case. That can be the case because some jobs it requires you to be there physically. So I think that it's so messed up and it is kind of inconsiderate. I mean, at the end of the day too, look, if you in a union and if you want to fight for more money, I mean, I guess that can't stop nobody or shame somebody for going that route, but it's just like, damn, y'all wanted to do this shit now. Y'all wanted to do this now. Y'all couldn't do this next week. Like, this one more week. I'm going to have to drive to this damn shit, or I have to Uber there, which is going to be like $100. Girl, I got some things to get into. Anyway, we do have a lot to get into today with this episode. This episode is definitely going to be centered around a lot of similar topics. We're going to be talking about holding men accountable because it was a lot of situations going on this week. That's another reason why I wanted to get on here, because, girl, this was a crazy-ass week, child. First of all, we got the Diddy trial. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We have to talk about Holly and DDG and this restraining order, obviously, and what the internet had to say about that. Kelsey Harris was the one that shot Meg, allegedly, child, I guess. Then we got to talk about Chris Brown and how he got arrested. Thank God, finally, child. All that and more coming up on the Darren Green Show. Okay. All right, so we got to get into our first topic because we got to get this one out the way, child. I'm sorry. Look, let me talk about Diddy and this damn trial. When I tell you, I am disgusted. I feel like I say this every time. Every time Diddy's name is brought up, it's just no good. It's really no good. And I got a little bit to say. I mean, let's be clear. We're not going to go in depth with everything that was discussed, every testimony or every... We're not going to talk about it to the full extent. There are other shows that do that. I just happen to be the ones that... I can't talk about all this stuff because we got people juices coming out. We got people drinking people juices and putting freaking... things onto people and baby oil and bodily fluids getting on other people. It's just a whole lot of mess that I don't want to get into. We're going to try to censor everything as possible because we don't want to get flagged for anything. And let's be very clear. Let's have some disclaimers before we get into the thing. I'm not a prude. You get what I'm saying? And I'm not against like freak offs exact. Like, I'm against his freak offs. Let's be very clear. But what people used to call it back in the day, before it was called a freak off, child, it was called orgies. Okay. People came together, consenting adults, all came together and did some things. Now, I am not into that. I don't do that. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to come for people that do. But what we are talking about is a lot of the stuff that was going on with his little things, it was not consensual. And we saw a lot of that in court. We saw Cassie's testimonies. We saw some testimonies from male escorts that were hired by Diddy. With Cassie, there was a lot of like sexual assault going on and coercion to do a lot of these freak offs. She said that he had people urinate on her. Okay. And there was this one instance where he essayed her on the living room floor. He was messing with her. Cassie was on FaceTime with her now husband. Okay. While Diddy was, and I'm just like, it's just, like I said, it's a lot going on. It's the fact that a lot of these freak offs went on for days. Like they said 92 hours. Like, girl, when I tell you, I was like, this is crazy. And people were talking about, oh, wait, the male escort confirmed that Cassie was the one that wanted him to urinate on. We all know Diddy to be a role play person. He probably made Cassie ask this damn person to do that. Let's be very clear on that. There's a lot of fuss on social media. There's a free Diddy movement. We talked about this another episode. There it really is a free Diddy movement. I don't know why. The evidence is definitely damning. We got the full 15 minute video of the surveillance footage from that hotel thing where she was being beat by him and thrown around and dragged because she wanted to leave a damn freak off. No, like a lot of people with there are like, oh, wait, I just feel no, girl, it's not the facts. She didn't read nothing. You're reading headlines from other people and lawyers that were there that were giving their little report and stuff like that. Like, it's not, girl. No, no, baby. No, he really did a lot of the things. And the fact that she was on testimony and talk about Cassie now, she did all this like while pregnant. That's just that has to be like the worst thing. I mean, she was obviously subpoenaed, so she had to be there. There was no like, I don't want to do this or whatever the case is. No, she had to be there because that's what people were saying. Oh, well, why was Cassie even there? I thought she got her payout or I thought she got her settlement. Yes, she did. She did settle, but she was subpoenaed. So that means she had to go to the actual thing. Okay, when you get subpoenaed and you don't go to the trial, child, you get arrested. Yeah, this is a criminal case. Different. It's different on the other side, child. It's different when it's a criminal case, child. He is fighting for his life. Okay, he could get life. So what else I want to say about this, child, before I get into it? It's a lot of information. Like I said, we all been watching it, and we've all been like, I'm not going to give you a whole rundown update of who said this, who said what. Just know that they did their opening statements, and lawyers on both sides are having their conversations, and we're seeing the court play out. I don't know how it's going to go. It's still too early to say. Do I think that he will get life? Because I had many conversations with people about, do I think he's going to get life? I don't think he's going to get life. Do I think he's going to walk? I think it's highly unlikely that he will walk, like, with nothing, because it's racketeering. You get hit with racketeering, that's hard to freaking get away from. Okay, if they got some damning evidence, you are done. You see what happened with, what's his name, Young Thug. Now, he finally just got out. But they got him on RICO, and he was in prison for some time. As far as I don't think he's going to get life. I don't think he's going to get life. I mean, best case scenario, 5 years and four with good, a good behavior or some shit. I don't see this man getting life. I don't see it at all. I do not. Now, if he gets life, I will be very surprised, because the court system, child, it fails us a lot. It really does, child. But when it comes to celebrities, like, celebrities don't typically get life. Like, I would be very surprised if he actually gets life. I'd be very surprised. I think he might either maybe 5, maybe 10, maybe INF 15, maybe. But he ain't gonna get life. I'm telling you right now. That's not happening. I mean, I would like him to. In a perfect world, child, I would love for him to get life. Yes. Give him life. But I don't think that's going to play out the way it's going to play out. But if he does walk, that would be crazy. Now, people's public opinions on this, like, we saw Boosie talk about some, at the end of the day, like, this was consensual. I find it so weird that there's people like Boosie that will sit there and defend Diddy. I mean, a lot of people is defending Diddy. A lot of people that, you know, wouldn't normally, like, the context, well, I don't know if he knows the context of what he's been getting into, but, you know, Diddy was doing some shit that you may find homosexual. So why would you even be defending that if that's not what you get into? You get what I'm saying? So I just found that very weird. I think it's very weird. Had this been RuPaul, or had this been Salsa Santana or Lil Nas X or whatever that was doing freak offs and was doing all this other stuff, y'all would have nailed their asses to a goddamn, you get what I'm saying, a fucking stake. Okay, let's be very clear. Okay, I don't know why it is. I mean, it's an influx of straight men that's really defending Diddy, and I just don't. And it really comes together with all the topics that I'm going to be talking about. Like, this innate expectation, or I wouldn't even say expectation, but this innate need to, you know, we have to defend all black men at all costs and protect them because they're being targeted by or they were about to buy NBC, or they were about to do something really positive, and then they kind of, we need to stop these little fairy tales. We need to stop these little fairy tales. This man did some reputable damage to a lot of people. He has offed people. He better be lucky that he wasn't getting drinking. Some of them people that came up dead, honey, was never in this court. Like, he's only getting it for sexual assault and RICO or whatever, this, that, and third. But there has been rumors that he offed people. Okay? Very much so. Very much so. But it's statute of limitation. You can't really get him on that. But you got to get him on the stuff that's, like, kind of recent. But my thing is, he has done damage to people for many of years, okay? And no, I'm not going to defend all black men be just off the strip because they black. Are you crazy? And they say, oh, but they don't give the same energy to the white men. Yes, they do. There's white men in court all the time in the industry. Let's be very clear on that. I mean, they don't get as much, like, media attention. Yes. Yeah, I will say that. There's not a lot of media attention on when there's white people in the entertainment that get into some toxic things, yes. But at the end of the day, Diddy did what he did, and he needs to be accountable for it. Accountability is lacking on social media today, and I don't understand why. Now, as it regards to Cassie, because there was a lot of people that saying, oh, I just hope that husband knew everything. I hope that husband of hers knew everything before this court started, child, because I know he's probably going to be like, oh, my God. At the end of the day, yes, maybe Cassie was a little bit of a little freak back in the day. Okay, maybe she was. Maybe she did initiate it or wanted to be a part of some of the freak offs when it was just, like, consensual and was like, okay, I want to do this, that, and the third. But it's when you put your hand, like, you and for Boozy to sit there, Boozy and a lot of other people saying, well, it was consent, it was consent, it was a consent, but it was a consent to get her ass beat. Like, when we saw her in that video getting her ass beat, was that consensual? Did she want to get her ass beat? So I think that we really need to pay attention. I can't expect Boozy to do anything like that, but, you know, for the average person to really get the research and read between the lines. If Cassie's asking somebody to urinate in her mouth, y'all didn't think Diddy probably put her up to that shit or something like that? You didn't think that he's trying to, he's orchestrating? He would orchestrate shit like this, and he would just sit in the back and watch and almost direct. Like, it was, girl, I don't even want to get into this, child. People was reacting to Diddy's family showing up in court. You know, them little girls, child, them little twins that he got was there, child. And I'm going to have to agree with my girl, Medusa. Them girls need to see what type of man their daddy is. I think it's kind of, it was problematic. For me, it was kind of problematic because these are some young girls hearing about how they daddy, they flip it, rip it, hit it, and all this other stuff. That had to have been the most disgusting thing that they had to sit in for. But, you know, I hope they can see who their dad really is. Okay, a goddamn sex demon. Okay. Yeah, that was something that was talked about. I would also like to say, pay close attention to a lot of like male center women. And we'll get into that when we get into the DDG story, because it's a lot of people. There was this one girl on TikTok that literally said, oh, well, Diddy will have to get forgiveness from the Lord. The Lord will forgive him if he repent. And when he repent, he can possibly go into heaven. I'm like, why are we talking about this now? Why are we talking about this now? One of my mutuals, child, Hershey LaCour, shout out to him, child, let me bomb to Hershey LaCour. Okay. He said, in any reality that Diddy repents and he gets to heaven, I don't want to be there. I'm like, what the hell? No, y'all, why are we having these conversations? I don't care about him getting forgiven by the Lord, because he's going to do that anyway. He's going to try to get that anyway. He's going to be more in touch with God now. And that's going to be like a whole new thing just so it can paint him to be like a better person or whatever. No, you still did what you did. Okay. And there's people that's hurt and scarred for the rest of their life because of the things that you did to them. So sorry. No, I don't care about forgiveness from the Lord. That's between you and God. But between us, you need to be held accountable. Okay. You need to be held accountable. Okay. It's very weird. Everybody wants to have a weird take. Everybody wants to say something like, oh, well, I just feel like this, or girl, shut up. Because you sound dumb. You sound crazy. Anyway, speaking of, we did bring up DDG, so let's just bring that into the fold, honey. Yeah. Where do we even start, child? I'm going to read this little excerpt, and I'll give you guys my thoughts, okay? Now, a judge has granted Holly Bailey a restraining order against her child's father, DDG, after she accused him of abuse during their dating in January or whatever. According to documents obtained by TMZ, Bailey claims that there was an incident that occurred while she was handing off their son, Halo. The two began discussing visitation plans, but Holly said that DDG became very agitated and she was buckling Halo into the car seat. She alleges that DDG snapped at her and basically called her to tell her to get the hell out the car, called her a B-word. Bailey claims that they began to wrestle and DDG pulled her hair, slammed her head into the steering wheel, chipping her tooth. And we have pictures. If y'all been following up with my TikToks or my reels, we did see those videos and she was bruised and that tooth was chipped. She says that Halo started crying, in which made, you know, her very anxious and letting him leave with DDG in that state. According to court documents obtained by People, Holly is requesting for sole legal and physical custody of her son, whom she shares with her ex-boyfriend, DDG. In addition, Holly is requesting that DDG be granted only supervised visits with Halo once a week for 6 hours through a professional agency while the child is in Los Angeles. She also wants the court to prevent him from taking Halo outside of Los Angeles. Yeah. For my understanding, Holly was awarded temporary physical and legal custody for her son, Halo. They are supposed to be going to court as in regards to her wanting sole custody and then the supervised visits. I believe they have to go. They're going in court sometime in June. Somebody said June 4th, but you never really know with social media. But they are supposed to be going in court and they will be fighting over this. This is definitely like a very serious topic. Yeah, this happened earlier this year. We didn't know about this, but DDG, we know him to be crashing out every freaking week and complaining that he's not able to see his son, and him saying all this stuff, all this derogatory stuff against Holly. He's going on streams where people who have came for Holly, the mother of his child, dragged them. Like, and now this came out. Now Holly was like, you know what? You want to see? You want to play these games? You want to play these reindeer games? Okay, yeah, we're going to drop this story. You put your hands on me. And now I want sole custody. So my thing is this, girl.
Good for you.
Get yo shit. Okay, Holly, I hope the odds is ever in your favor. Okay. And it's sad that I'm siding with Soulja Boy, child, because him and DDG and Soulja Boy have been going back and forth, child, because Soulja Boy was saying he going to beat his ass. And basically saying for what he did to Holly and stuff like that. And it's so funny because Soulja Boy, a DV abuser too. But I guess he learned. I guess he's trying to redeem himself. I guess. I don't know. I find it weird that DDG was also playing footsies with Aiden Ross when that whole story dropped. Like, he was literally live with Aiden Ross when the whole story dropped. Like, that was very strategic. These celebrities know when stories are about to drop about them. You wanted to get sympathy from the incel community, and it worked. It worked. Because Twitter is all over the place. Twitter is coming for Holly, really tearing her apart, saying that, oh, well, she's the one that's abusive. They're trying to show older videos of her tooth being chipped, saying, oh, no, she got her tooth chipped sometime else or whatever. Very weird time on social media right now because, yes, the public is kind of coming for. Well, I wouldn't say the public. TikTok is on Holly's side. Twitter is not. But Instagram is here and there. It's here and there. Some people, it's very mixed. You wanted to get sympathy from the incel community, and it worked because people have clowned you. Even the incel community have clowned you for many a years. Your music isn't it. The only thing that you got going for you is that you became like a famous like streamer on YouTube or Twitch or wherever you stream at. I don't know. I never watched a single DDG video in my life. But you were able to catapult yourself into the good graces of Holly. And I'm kind of pissed at Holly because, like, how did you... What did you see when you saw him for the first time and you was like that? Like, what? I'm at you, actually. But I'm not going to drag you like everybody else because, girl, everybody get a little dumb with a little bit of good peen, child. But not only did he get sympathy from the incel community, he's getting sympathy from his streamer buddies. Like, a lot of these streamers, and like I said, I knew they were all going to be on DDG's side because that's just what men do. Like, at the end of the day, even a man could be dead-ass wrong. But at the end of the day, you ain't going to drag this man. Nah. There's a lot of camaraderie in the male community, and I find that admirable, but I wish that y'all would do this with the right people, like the people that really are innocent, the people that really didn't do what they're being accused of. I mean, there's evidence. She did. She took pictures of herself. She was bruised. She didn't. Somebody said it was a rash. Somebody on the stream said it was a fucking rash. Like, I'm just like, it's... The way social media has been acting lately, I'm like, girl, what is really going on with the social media right now? A lot of DDG's constituents say that Holly was always the aggressor. Now they're trying to flip the script and say that, well, Holly, I saw Holly, like some of DDG's family and brothers and sisters or whatever, talk about some, oh, well, I actually saw Holly get physical with him. She beat him up or whatever, right? We got evidence of you being weird. Texting her, talking about something. She's dating somebody. I forgot what dude she was dating, but it was some famous person. He over here pressed about that. Y'all broken up. Anyway, she got evidence of you actually sneaking into this girl's house. You taking pictures of her bed and shit. You're a weirdo. No, ain't no way in the world. No, he was the damn aggressor. Okay, let's be very clear on that. This innate expectation that we must protect all black men. We got a lot of boy moms. Oh, because DDG's mom came out and was like, well, at the end of the day, I'm gonna give it to God and the devil and all this other girl. Yo, son ain't shit. And I'm sick of these damn black moms that be holding, they don't be holding their sons accountable. If your son ain't shit, your son ain't shit. You need to say that shit. You need to tell them straight. Because at the end of the day, both of your sons are not communicating with their baby moms. Like, you are the middleman. If you are the middleman between your son and their baby mom, just know that your family is full of dysfunction. And really, he don't need to have any custody at this point, because as a adult, I'm not even going to say as a man, because we don't got to do all that man, as a man or as a woman. As an adult, it is your objective to make sure everything is smooth and steady when it comes to your child. Your child comes first. Fuck what y'all got going on. And you are doing stuff that's traumatizing your kid. You got into a fight with your baby mother. You got into a fight with Holly, whether she initiated or not, but it happened, right? In front of your child. in front of your child. Do you know what that does to a child? And you want to act like he ain't going. That's why he be beating your ass every time when you be on stream with him. And when he with his mom, it's all good. No, you annoying. You the bad one. And he's gonna grow up and watch you be on Aiden Ross's stream and watch him drag his mother. And he's gonna hate you. And he is going to hate you. That is going to happen. And it ain't because social media tell him to do so. It ain't because his mom is indoctrinating him to hate his dad. No, it's you. It's you are the reason. He ain't gonna fuck with you when he get older. So do better. Okay. And I mean, it really is sad to see this, though. Coming in, when I first, let me tell you something. And I wasn't like a DDG hater in the beginning, because I remember when they first started dating and people was like coming for him. I'm like, what's wrong with the dude? I mean, he a streamer. He a little hood. Okay. Oh, he, whatever. He got something going for himself. At least, I mean, he's a real successful streamer. So he got his own bread. And even though Holly, Big Bang Tank, Lil Bank, but they seem to have some type of almost like a Rihanna and ASAP type vibe. But no, as you get to really know DDG, you. Child. And he over here promoting his music, talking about some, oh my goodness, like at the end of the day, you promoting your music, you over here doing videos and you dancing to your whack ass songs. You need to not be on social media. Like, you see Holly, we ain't hear a peep from her. The story came out because the story is going to come out because she's a famous person, but she has not said nothing. She has not been on social media, on rants, have not been doing no media circuits. Now, I'm pretty sure some of the media circuits will come out sooner or later. I mean, maybe she'll, I don't know, but for the most part, it's about the kid and you're making it about you. And you know what I got to say about DDG? He ain't shit, child. He ain't shit. And you know who else ain't shit? Kelce Harris. Girl, why they say Kelce shot Meg? Now, Kelce shot Meg. This opened up a whole nother conversation. Again, we are in 2025. This situation happened in 2020. The court, I believe the trial, was that trial in 2024? No, it was a couple years ago, that trial. And now a security guard that was one of Kelce's security guards had a guilty conscience. And now he's saying that he overheard Kelce say that she shot Meg. Okay, let me read this little excerpt, child. Now, security guard, like I said, a security guard for Kelce is ready to come out and come forward and say that he overheard Kelce tell someone on the phone in 2022, the 2022 trial. So yeah, that was a couple years ago, that she was one of the ones that actually shot Meg. Now, Tory Lanez reps this. Yeah. Remember, this is all like Tory Lanez reps is spearheading this whole entire fiasco. Okay. So Tory Lanez reps held a press conference to claim that Meg Thee Stallion's ex-BFF Kelce is the one who actually should be locked up. Several constituents for the United the People addressed the media on Wednesday, downtown LA, and the organization leader, consultant Walter Roberts, claims that a bodyguard by the name of Bradley James, who was happens to be Kelce's bodyguard, overheard Kelce admitting to actually firing a gun at Meg. James allegedly heard Kelce say she fired a gun three times, in which Tori grabbed her arm and knocked it down, causing the weapon to shoot two more times. And now, just to be clear, a neutral witness, Sean Kelly, testified during the trial that he saw two women fighting before being broken up, and which aligns with Tory's newly submitted evidence. Mind you, the newly submitted evidence is not, they're not even appealing it yet. Like, they're not even trying to put this in. They literally just wanted to do a press conference. If this is some damning evidence, I mean, I think you should be pushing to appeal if this really did happen in this way. I don't believe this story at all. And I hate how when this story comes out and everybody on social media, see, I told you, I've been told you, it was Kelce. Like Kelce's security guard, air quotes, came out and said Kelce was the one. He overheard her on the phone basically detailing the crime. And it's, I shot her like three times. And then Tori tried to grab me. And then the gun dropped out, came out of my hand. And then it shot two more times. That don't even make any sense. Because first of all, if I'm not mistaken, the shooting happened, they was in the car. Like, Megan was walking away from the car. They was in the car when the person that shot, because apparently it wasn't Tori, when a person shot Meg about three or four times. And that's when, so they was wrestling over the gun and the gun fell and it shot two more times at Meg. So the gun on the ground, it don't make any goddamn sense. Okay, and I'm just being real honest with you. And somebody, I remember somebody in my comments, y'all, when I made this dad real, they said, is Kelsey going to provide, or can the bodyguard provide a pay stub from Kelsey? Because what the hell was this girl even doing with a goddamn bodyguard? This was a paid informant from Tori's team. This is one of Tori's bodyguards that's now trying to say, oh, let's pull this number. I've always felt like, okay, either was Tori or Kelsey. Before the trial, I was definitely like, I don't know. But after the trial, let's be very clear. We got phone call conversations of Kelsey talking to freaking, I believe she was talking to Tori, basically saying I was at the hospital with Meg. She did get shot and this and the third. She's recovering, this and the third. You having conversations. Why would Kelsey visit Meg? Kelsey, there's evidence that Kelsey visited Meg at the hospital after she got shot. Why would Meg let her in if she knew that she was the shooter? We have people admitting, like Kelsey basically admitted that Tori was the one that shot her. We got text messages. We have the text messages that of her texting Meg, of Tori texting Meg, talking about, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I never meant this to happen. This, that, and the third. His whole response to the reason why Tori didn't, because that was my other question. Why would you allow this narrative to fester if you weren't the one that shot her? Oh, I didn't want to see a black woman away from their kids. That is some bullshit. Ain't no way in the world you talk about something. I want to preserve black lives. I wanted to protect both of them. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Because at the end of the day, you would have threw her under the... You wanted to throw her under the bus the entire time. But you thought you was going to be able to, like, okay, let's see if we can... Like, somebody got shot. So it was going to be one of y'all. The evidence is really pointing to you. And at the end of the day, in regards to her, like him shooting Meg, you had an unregistered firearm. There was other laws that were broken on your part. So even if you don't get the full 10 years and they appeal whatever you did to Meg or what, you're still going to be in jail. Because there were other things that you broke. There were other laws that you broke. Remember, you are an immigrant. And you can't be doing certain things when you are, like, you get what I'm saying? So I definitely feel like this was another one of these situations where you got to watch, like, you got to really read. And I mean, there was, because I saw this, I saw this on Twitter. Somebody said this and it encapsulated everything that I wanted to say. But basically they said, first y'all said Meg wasn't shot. Then y'all said she stepped on glass. Now y'all back to admitting that she was shot. And people are believing it was Kelsey when Tori himself said it wasn't her. Yeah, that's another thing too. Tori said it wasn't her. So you're lying in court. So at the end of the day, if she did do this, you're an accessory to her crime, because why would you try to cover it up and not try to say, hey, she was the one that did it? So, I mean, like, I don't know why we're still talking about this in 2025. And there's so many people on social media that's, oh my God, yeah, like Megan lied. And she probably was in cahoots with Kelsey. Yeah. And mind you, Kelsey hasn't said nothing. I was going to wait. It is now Sunday as I'm taping this. I don't know if she's going to say something on Monday, but Kelsey has not said nothing about this. That bitch is about to be out of, she about to be out of this damn country, because they're going to come for her. This is crazy. I have nothing else to say about it. I mean, we'll see where this goes, but I don't see it going anywhere. And this goes into the whole thing of, oh, well, they're trying to keep a black man down. Like, he was, don't nobody care about no goddamn Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez wasn't about to buy no damn NBC, and he damn sure wasn't about to do anything major in the damn music industry. Let's be very clear on that. I feel like people really do not believe in black women when they have been, like, abused. Like, we can, I mean, even when it goes back to Diddy, you can see Cassie getting in real time getting abused on tape, and it's still, well, it was consensual. We have evidence that Meg was shot. Now y'all believe, and y'all didn't believe she was shot. Now y'all believe she was shot. But now y'all believe she was shot by Kelsey when the evidence was always pointing to Tori. It's just, it's a lot. It's really a lot. And then we got people like, well, We got people like Chris Brown, because his ass got arrested. Okay. Girl, let me tell you what happened, child. Now, Chris Brown got arrested in Manchester for allegedly beating a producer over over the head with a bottle. It was a non-Julio bottle. The bottles be thick, too. You got to watch it when you hit somebody with that. This happened in a London club. Now, according to The Sun, the incident went down in February 2023 at a tape nightclub, but cops pulled up on Breezy around 2 a.m. Thursday at the hotel. He was being held on suspension of grievous bodily harm and hasn't been released. Okay, and to this day, he has not been released. Now, I don't know what's happening on Monday, but yeah. Now, the producer says that the attack was unprovoked and claims Chris Brown hit him multiple times and started kicking and punching him while he was down. The man is hospitalized and later sued Chris. He later sued Chris Brown in October because this happened like a minute ago. Like, this is saying that he suffered severe and lasting injuries. And they're not letting his ass out either. He is in there as we freaking speak. Okay. Good for you. Good for you. Okay. Cause like 48 hours before he actually got arrested, like he, his ass said free Tory Lanez or we can't wait till you come home. I think it's so weird that a lot of these artists out of nowhere is, oh my God, like glad that you're coming home, or this is some weird circle jerks like situation that you dudes is over here talking about some, oh my God, come home, Tory Lanez, come home. Like, weird. Drake said that too. You next. Shout out to the universe. Okay. Yeah, Chris Brown, he definitely deserved. This is a long time coming. At the end of the day, you don't put your hands on people. Chris Brown has been known to put his hands on multiple people. It started with Rihanna, Carucci, Frank Ocean, allegedly, Usher, allegedly. You have anger issues. This man needs to go to therapy. I cannot stand aggressive ass black men. I'm sorry. And I'm just saying it like that. I'm saying it like that. When you can't get through things without putting your hands on people. Cause I know that time when he was on, cause you know, he's on tour, child. Cause he got to stay on tour. Cause that's the only way he getting his money. Cause ain't nobody listening to his music. Cause he got them crazy fans. When he was up on that damn deck, cause he likes to fly and stuff like that on that rope. And he got stuck on that thing. The way he was looking at it, I know he beat up some of his help, child, after that damn concert. You got anger issues, okay? And you can't smash somebody's head with a damn Don Julio bottle and expect to not be. And there's a lot of people that's like on his side. Oh, my God, free Chris Brown. Y'all saying free Chris Brown because y'all want him to cancel his shows. And I hope every show gets canceled, period. I don't care, child. Because no, you don't get to be like that. Just because you're like this famous celebrity that's loved by everybody, you think you can act and do everything, that you can put your hands on anybody and people can, you're untouchable or some shit. Like, no, bitch, you're not untouchable. You got arrested. You got arrested in some other country. And they said, bitch, you ain't going nowhere until you appear in court. I think he'll get out. This is going to inconvenience him. He's not going to go to prison or anything like that, but this is going to inconvenience him a lot. Like, some shows might get canceled if he's not able to appear. So kudos to those cops that arrested his ass. Girl, we will see. I mean, this girl, they still talking about this job. We'll see. We can move on to the reality tea of it all. I got a couple of topics to talk about. I have been catching up with Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah. Portia is not a vibe. She's not. Like, she, first of all, she made this post right here. She was dragging Shamia. Because Shamia, apparently in the episode that we'll be watching on Sunday, obviously I'm taping this on Sunday, so I'm whatever. She's supposed to be talking about or mentioning Portia's mom or something like that. She made this post basically saying, not my mama, don't sit there and do that. And basically revealing the fact that both of their mothers got into it. Like, they're not speaking. So now I understand why Portia's mom, because in a couple episodes ago, Portia's mom basically told her, like, yeah, don't trust people like Shamia. But in all, I mean, in every other word, like, she basically was saying, don't trust Shamia. Like, she's not to be trusted. And now that I know that she is beefing with Shamia's mom, or they have some type of thing going on or something like that, now I understand why Portia's mom said that. But also, I don't trust Portia's mom. Portia's mom is definitely, she is definitely the type that don't like all her child's friends. Oh my God, she's not a good influence on you. Weird. Portia's acting weird. She's been acting weird for the last couple episodes. Like, very standoffish, very, like, I'm higher than this. I'm not addressing you, or I'm not giving you the time of day, or whatever the freaking case. It's so corny, and you're not playing the game, and you just look like a mean girl. And that's so crazy, because I defended y'all, because Simone basically called the housewife girlies mean girls, and in which she's a mean girl. But then you do mean girl. We watching the episodes and you doing mean girl shit, girl. You over here. What you got against Drew? What you really got against Drew? Drew ain't messing with this man. Let's be very clear on that. And for you to sit there, Portia, for you to even sit there and talk about Angela's husband, basically saying, I'm going to fuck y'all. Like, you went in bitches' houses before with their husbands and took their husband. And you say this, and after all of that, you say that, I would believe you. I don't think you were joking. They said Portia is a very dangerous woman. She's one of the, you got to really watch women like Portia. Because Portia, no, and Portia be acting dumb. I'm telling you, I've always said that she act dumb. She act dense. And I'm so glad that social media is finally seeing Portia for who she really is. Now, granted, Shmi ain't shit either. Because how you going to sit there and be that girl lap dog? And you knew she and Portia used to do some real vile shit. Portia didn't go to your damn wedding. First, she said she was sick. But then she said, oh, I didn't go because we weren't talking. Like, Shamir, you knew this girl was fake. Come on now. You knew this girl was fake. As for the other girls, I'm liking the vibe of the new girls. Like, I think that when it comes to Housewives of Atlanta now, they're just going to have to attract, like, new fans. Because, like, the old fans, they're going to always want the old people back. They always going to want NeNe back. They're going to want Phaedra back. They're going to want all these people, like, Ray and all that shit. We're probably not ever going to get that again. But at this point, Housewives should focus on finding new fans. Because I actually, as a veteran fan, like, the dynamic of Kelly and even Britt and Angela's definitely becoming, like, a breakout star. Like, they are really on Angela's side. I mean, she pretty. She got it going on. And her storyline, her family storyline is very interesting. I mean, I feel her husband is very, like, weird. It's interesting to watch. Even with Britt dealing with her stuff with her family and her moms and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, y'all, I'm tuning in. And even with Shamia is a good addition, even though people like to say that friends of the show should never be, like, casted. I think that's a myth and it's only for certain people, Marlo. But yeah, the episodes are going good. It's just, I don't know. We'll see what happens when Phaedra comes in, because Phaedra's supposed to be coming in real soon, child. Yeah. Now, speaking of housewife people, a lot of people were talking about NeNe Leakes' show. First of all, she had Tamar on. Did y'all see that she had Tamar on? I was watching some of the clips, child. They're talking about Candy. They're talking about the situation. She calling Alani a big bad Cadillac. With her damn receding ass hairline. How you got a receding hairline and you got like a bang full of baby hairs on your damn forehead? That I just don't understand that. And as for NeNe, I was talking to my best friend about this, because I guess, like, people were talking about how, like, her show is just not giving. And it's not. NeNe is not good scripted. She's not. And you can tell that everything on this, like, show that she has going on, it's heavily scripted. I wouldn't be surprised if she had, like, a fucking teleprompter in that bitch. Like, and the venue of the, it looks nice. Everything looks good on paper. But then when we hear the conversations, like, NeNe has this kind of scripted talk that she has now that is so new, because we're used to seeing her unscripted in the show and saying and reading and all this other stuff. But when she's on shows like this, on her own show, on her platform, she's, well, I feel like the situation with Candy is very interesting. I just want to know how are you? Like, it's so formulaic and just not real. And I feel like NeNe should not do interviews. Like, you're not a Carlos King. You're not. You're not a Carlos King. Carlos King can sit there and have these damn interviews and really get the information that he needs to get out from the people that he's interviewing. That will never be you. You should have had your good little Judy's, your good little girls. You should have had the girls. Okay. Come on that show and y'all do Hot Topics. That would be, because that's where we can get to see NeNe unscripted, because I feel like this stuff is scripted. Like, she got the little flashcards telling her what to say and everything. It ain't working. I mean, she's going to make a lot of views because she's NeNe and she has people that are famous on her show. But we wanted to see you do Hot Topics. You was almost kind of doing that when you had the Lalithia Lounge and you had your little girls. there talking about like the tea and stuff like that. What happened to that? I think we should go into that and make it more like a radio show, because I feel like that's what Nene really wanted to do. Like, she wanted some type of a talk show, radio show, almost podcast vibe. What we got is just, we got interviews of you talking about the same thing over and over again. We don't care that Tamar don't mess with Candy. We don't care that Tamar is still upset about getting fired from The Real. We didn't care about having that damn Cabbage Pad. I don't know her name. Because, look, I'm young. But the member that left the Escape group, okay, and she doing gospel music now, I forgot. I want to say her name is Latasha. Something is definitely, or maybe that's her sister. I don't know. But one of them got on there talking about why she felt like she was kicked out of the group or some shit. We don't care. Like, girl, do your gospel music in peace. We don't care about Nene, you having all these people on. The only interview that I felt was interesting was the one you did with Cynthia, honestly, because I felt like that was a real full circle moment. But other than that, it ain't giving. It ain't giving. But you know what? When you first start a show, it's hard to, it takes a minute for things to sink in and be like, okay, what type of show am I going to be? What are we going to talk about? How are we going to do it? So I will give Nene that grace, but from what we're seeing now, child, we need to go back to the drawing board, because this is not, it's really not giving. And you know what else isn't giving? Freaking Zeus Network. Oh, now y'all want to quit. Now y'all want to quit y'all subscriptions. Now, oh, because somebody on there was making jokes about fucking Emmett Till or calling somebody Emmett Till. I did an episode on this. This is who they are. Y'all not going to unsubscribe. Y'all are going to freaking resubscribe in a couple weeks once y'all see something on social media like, oh, I want to see this person get beat up by that person. It's not. And they're going to keep on making statements after statements. That goddamn ChatGPT essay that he wrote there, that Lumina Foil wrote there. I'm telling you right now, it's going to get worse. They're going to say worse things. Child, like, y'all do not hold this network accountable, and it shows because y'all still subscribe and y'all still tune in every goddamn week to see a freaking, at this point, this is a damn pit bull match. Okay, you know, when them people used to get them dogs to fight, that's what this damn network is. It's all, you getting these girls to sit up there and fight, and drink and fight. Like, I don't even see how people still watch Zeus Network. I don't even have much to say. This is the last topic that we're going to talk about for today, but yeah, he didn't even need to make a statement, honestly. If he would have not made a statement, I don't think anything would have changed. People love dysfunction. That's just what I just come to realize. It's very disrespectful that Emmett Till's name was even invoked, was even brought up on a platform like this, on a toxic platform like this. And yeah, I'm surprised that girl even knew who Emmett Till was, because she looked uneducated. She looked like she really didn't pay attention to history. No shade, but yeah. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I'm done for today. Like I said, we will not be doing an episode next week because I will be with Beyonce, and we will see when I come back, because I want to get my money up a little bit before we can get acclimated. This is like the show that's just going to be like a little teaser or whatever. We're going to do some promotion so it can get out there to the people, and hope you guys enjoy the show, and I'll see you guys next time. Okay, bye.